the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. Studying human relations in the Quran, we finished those concepts and notions which relate to positive relations, and then we started discussing the negative relations. We talked about those verses of the Quran in which a derivative or a cognate of faraqa is used. We talked about fariq, firqa, yufarriqun, yatafarraqu, la nufarriqu, la tafarraqu, and so on and so forth. And we said that reflection on these verses leads us to this conclusion that this is used mostly to refer to a kind of separation, a kind of difference. It's not necessarily a sign of enmity, hostility, and hatred. It can be like that, but it's not necessary. Next to this, we have another concept which I think is much more stronger. Fariq, tafarruq, tafriq, firaq doesn't necessarily mean enmity. But then we have khasm, ikhtisam, khasamun, yakhtasamun, la takhtasamun, and this normally comes with enmity. So this is another notion in the Quran. If you study all these verses of the Quran in which a word, a derivative from this root is mentioned, you come to this conclusion that khasm or khusuma in the Quran is a matter of having obvious, explicit enmity. Another case is what we have about the dispute of the people of hell. Those who go to hell, they not only suffer from the pains of hell, also they suffer because lots of dispute that they have. You know, even in dunya, imagine you go to a very good place, if you are given 5-star hotel, and just you have to dispute, it makes that hotel like hell for you. Yeah, if you have dispute with the, I don't know, your friends or your family or with the people who are serving in the hotel, dispute, you know, is very bitter. So these people in hell, one of the suffering is that they always have to dispute with each other, with shaitan and with each other. So Allah says, "Inna dhalika lahaqqun takhasumu ahlin nar." It is true that the people of hell, they dispute. All the time they fight. So they don't let each other to have for a moment peace of mind. Either they are suffering from physical, spiritual punishment of fire, or they are making each other angry and annoy each other.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
In Surah Qaf, Allah says, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. And then Allah says, وَقَالَ قَرِينُهُ هَذَا مَا لَدَيَّ عَتِيدٌ. Allah says that first, when man dies, human beings die, the veil will be removed, they can see the realities, everything becomes clear for them. And then as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves on to talk about those who go to hell. So those who go to hell, they have this problem. They are against each other, and they think that their friends have made this trouble for them. You remember we talked about this before, about al-akhillaa yawma idhan ba'dhuhum li ba'dhin aduw illa al-muttaqin. So after several verses, it comes to this point. Qala qarinuhu rabbana ma atqaytuhu walakin kana fi dhalalin ba'id. Oh Allah, I am not guilty. He himself was very much misguided. He cannot blame me. Ma atqaytuhu, I didn't push him to go out of the limits and become extravagant. He did this. He himself had lots of problems. قَالَ لَا تَخْتَصِمُوا لَدَيَّ. Allah says, don't fight with each other, don't dispute with each other next to me or with me. Means that you can have this yourself. In front of me, there is no point, because it's clear that who is guilty. He himself is guilty. You are also guilty. He is guilty because he has been not using his intellect. So he was misguided by you, but still you are also to be blamed. So Allah says, لا تختصموا لدي. I think it doesn't mean that their dispute will finish. It means that لا تختصموا لدي. When you are close to God, you cannot fight. You have to go and fight when you are far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. I had warned you. You had received all the warnings, all the reasons to be cautious. You didn't want to take care of yourself. So here we have لَا تَخْتَصَمُ. Another case is about a very bad treatment of Prophet Isa alayhi salam by the pagans. Prophet Isa alayhi salam, you know, is very special person, and in the Quran he has very high position. Unfortunately, the pagans used to say bad things about Prophet Isa, and this was to justify their own lords, their own gods. وَلَمَّا ضُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ مَثَلًا إِذَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْهُ يَصَدُّونَ. When the son of Mary is mentioned as an example, your people, means Quraysh, these pagans, they turn away. They don't want to listen. They don't want to pay attention. They want to turn away. وَقَالُوا. What is their argument? They say, أَآلِحَتُنَا خَيْرٌ أَمْ هُوَ. Are our lords better or him? This was the argument. They were saying that those who believe in Jesus as Son of God, they worship Jesus. So Jesus is worshipped. Our lords and gods are also worshipped. So why Jesus is good but our lords are bad? أَأَلِهَتُنَا خَيْرٌ أَمْ هُ. So if to worship something makes what is worshipped bad, so Isa is also worshipped, so Isa must be as bad as our idols. This is the argument. And there's a big difference. Isa is worshipped, but this doesn't make his position negative or bad. We don't condemn Isa because he didn't say, worship me. And Isa has respect not as an object of worship. Isa has respect because he was a servant of God. He was a very good person. Your idols are worshipped by you. We don't blame your idols because you worship them. But we say, these idols have nothing to do. They are useless. Our problem with the idols is not that you worship them so we hate them. We have problems with them because they are useless.
I'm looking back throughout the years. To breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah enable us and our children generation by generation to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرش التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حول الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
Thank you.